Since Martha Stewart is the subject of an insider trading investigation, you'd think she'd be keeping her nose clean. But commentator Doug Gordon has dug a bit deeper and discovered frightening new plans for world domination by the doyen of fine living.
The place smells like warmed over death. Okay, warmed over death, potpourri, and mulled cranberry cider with just a hint of cinnamon. I'm in a subterranean chamber, 100 feet below Martha Stewart's beloved Turkey Hill, her restored farmhouse in Westport, Connecticut. And the sight before me is so surreal, it would make Salvador Dali look like a realist. Dozens and dozens of Martha Stewarts. That's right, Martha Stewart has cloned herself over and over. And the strange thing is, Martha is willing to talk about her Martha clones.
These are the result of years of beautiful breeding. What a wonderful sight it is to see these grazing out in the countryside.
I'll bet.
I think that they are so cute.
They're adorable.
The best thing about them, too, is they lay eggs.
It took a lot of digging to figure out that Martha Stewart was cloning herself. But I soon realized that the clues were there all along. Think about it. What is the name of Martha Stewart's company? Martha Stewart Omni Media. And she truly is all over the media. Television, radio, magazines, books. How can one person have so many media ventures going on at the same time and still manage to sip cocktails at shishi parties? She can't. Unless, of course, she's got a bunch of clones impersonating her. And here's something else that tipped me off. What's the name of the company whose stock Martha unloaded before it did a nosedive straight into the Wall Street pavement? That's right, M-Clone. I'm Clone. But the real breakthrough came when I noticed that she uses three particular ingredients over and over again in her recipes. Dill, nutmeg, and asparagus. Take the first three letters of each of those words and what do you got? That's right. DNA. Meanwhile, back in Martha's subterranean cloning factory, she introduced me to her favorite clone, a 2.5-year-old specimen named Chelsea.
Can you back up one step, Chelsea? That's a good girl.
Ooh.
This is a beautiful specimen. I could just comb her all day long. Wow, you are a beautiful thing.
She's gorgeous.
She's teething. That's why she's sort of like dripping out from her mouth.
But just when I thought things couldn't get any weirder, Martha served up her most startling revelation yet.
Well, should we whisper?
Yes, let's whisper.
They're raised both for beef as well as for breeding stock. Tastes very good. Its texture is very nice. That I love the taste of. And this I really, it's okay, but it's not my favorite combination.
Yeah. That's right. Coming soon to a supermarket near you, Martha Stewart's Soylent Stewart. Just like in the classic 1973 science fiction movie, Soylent Green, in which people who eat people, are the luckiest people of all. We don't have to settle for just being like Martha, cooking like her and spending countless hours creating a collection of luxuriant hanging baskets in the shape of all 50 states. Although we can still do that, of course, and consume all of her great products, now we can also consume Martha herself. I'm speaking literally here. Because let's face it, we already worship her, and Martha's word is gospel. So why not a Martha Stewart communion? It's a good thing.
Doug Gordon comes to us by way of Wisconsin Public Radio's To the Best of Our Knowledge.